Talking now with the new incoming president of the California Farm Bureau, Jamie Johansson. Jamie, congratulations on your election. Standing ovation today. Unanimous vote by the membership. Quite a way to come into office.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's a huge honor. And it's just the passion that this organization has for agriculture and the opportunity to share that passion really with the rest of the state of California and Washington, D.C. and around the globe in terms of what our farmers are doing in California and also what our farmers are up against. And, you know, I think that was the overriding message was just the creative opportunities we had in the past to provide food, fuel, and fiber really are under attack in terms of the resources available to us. And so the fight now is really to retain those creative resources that allow the diversity that is California agriculture, the envy really of the world in terms of agricultural production.
Of course, yourself, you're a producer from the Oroville area, I believe, and a grower of citrus and olives. And tell us a little about your operation.
So I started farming in 1993. I started at my farm on originally 20 acres of olives. We now farm about 80 acres, and along the way, I've gotten a little more diverse. We started with olives and started an olive oil company. So we sell a lot direct to consumers, do a lot of farmers markets, traditionally do a lot of. Internet orders, but we wholesale some as well. A great industry that has really grown, which I always point out shows that there are opportunities in agriculture for new crops and new products in California, but the challenges remain. And we do some specialty citrus like Myler lemons and blood oranges. Not a whole lot of them. We'd like to do more in the future as we grow our market for those crops.
Of course, in the citrus deal, probably watching that psyllid bug, so that's a different story altogether we cover quite often on AgNet West.
Absolutely. You know, you can see what's happening in Florida and what we've already has occurred in terms of the quarantines and discoveries in California. And that's one of the things, too. I know even with the olives and the olive fruit fly in the early 2000s, that came on. Again, it's providing the opportunities and the research to protect those crops from, you know, foreign pests that are coming in that we also have to fight. It's not just a matter of Mother Nature, but it is also of, you know, our transportation mechanisms bringing in new pests that we need the science and the chemicals to really battle with. So,
incoming president, California Farm Bureau this year started farming in '93, I believe you said.
Yes.
What got you involved in Farm Bureau?
I started my farm. I grew up in Humboldt County. Of course, a lot of my friends up there were dairymen and cattle ranchers and stuff, and it was a community I was never really a part of, not coming from a farm family, but enjoyed being around it and really envious and wanted to be a part of it and always thought, you know, I'd like to be a farmer, but I just never thought it'd be in the cards, not being around it. And I went off to college, ended up going at Colorado State, of course, a great ag school. I wasn't in the ag department. But an opportunity arose to start farming olives, like I said, on the original 20 acres, selling to a cannery and being creative for it. And I went back to Humboldt County and meeting some friends, and I was in a restaurant and a dairy farmer, a very successful dairy farmer, a guy I always looked up to and had worked for in the summers, came up to me and goes, I heard you started a farm. And I said, yeah. He didn't congratulate me. And many years later, I know he just said, heard you started a farm. I said, yeah. And he goes, when you get home, you join Farm Bureau. I'm like, Farm Bureau? He goes, yeah, make sure you join Farm Bureau. He goes, you need to get involved in this industry. You need to support it because you need to support those people who made this opportunity possible for you. And Farm Bureau is who defends for the next generation as well as the current generation of farmers, come to find out. And just kind of grew from there. And then it was a county, another farmer in the county that said, you need to step up your participation, not just be a member, but why don't you come on our board? And it just kind of grew from there. And that's the opportunity within Farm Bureau that, you know, really sets us apart as an organization, is that opportunity for individuals to engage themselves at any level they want in the process of making policy that we take to Washington, D.C. and Sacramento. And it is interesting being an officer in Farm Bureau. As you go through the process of getting elected to it, maybe as a vice president, people want to know your opinions, and they want to know what you've done and what you're going to do in the future. But ironically, in the way it works, as soon as you're elected, They don't care about your opinions anymore. They hand you a policy book and say, this is what you believe now. And it's a fabulous organization. If you've never seen the process of a Farm Bureau annual meeting, it's worth it just to come and sit in the back room and watch farmers. We had a pretty smooth sailing resolutions committee where we discussed policy this year. And that's certainly because throughout the year we're working on policy. There's about four other meetings where farmers get together based on, you know, your commodity or an issue, and discuss fully how we want to change our policy book or what we want to add to it. And this is the culmination of that. This is, as a president now, this is essentially the marching orders for the year.
Very interesting. You know, it is a good meeting. A lot of issues being vetted here in this meeting this week, and a lot of fun, too. You guys get together and have good fellowship from our number one agriculture state in the nation.
Absolutely. And you know, that's that community I talked about that drew me in originally, was just wanting to be a part of a group of individuals who not only care about their business at home and whatever, but that passion for the community that we live in and ultimately rural California. But that time to socialize and have fun once a year, it's just like, you know, and that's the way a lot of rodeos as well, was that, you know, originally was a time to get together that once a year. And that's why we have annual meetings. But it's a little easier transportation-wise than back in the day when you had to ride the horse in. Or
and this was your 99th annual, so next year will be your centennial convention, and you're at the end of your first year in office.
Yeah, so we'll celebrate our 100th annual meeting next year in San Diego. Always the first weekend in December is when our statewide annual meeting is. So a great opportunity to come. And if you've ever been in Farm Bureau, come back and let's relive some memories. And then let's also look to see, you know, the next 100 years. It's an exciting time in Farm Bureau, and this membership realizes that the next 100 years, we're going to build on the past, but it's going to look a little different in the next 100 years. We're already seeing that on our farms, and we're excited about starting that process.
You know, listening to your story, it reminds me, you know, Farm Bureau is one of the farm organizations nationwide. It starts at the county level with units. It's got state-level units, and they're all federated into the American Farm Bureau Federation at the national level. But it's really a grassroots-up policy-making organizations where a lot of other organizations are board of directors down to the members kind of thing in different ways. But that's kind of what separates Farm Bureau from the rest is, like you say, it gives an individual an opportunity to really have his voice heard.
Absolutely, and it's opportunities for farmers to directly, and I think that is every time you walk into a building in a capital or a county building or whatever, when you say Farm Bureau, they know if they're talking to an officer or even a county president or a state president, they are actually talking to a farmer. And when you have that much skin in the game, it brings out more passion, and that's the importance of what we do here. And it you have to be a farmer to be an officer in California Farm Bureau as well.
Of course, Farm Bureau's got a tremendous effort in the lobbying organization in the state capitol and that kind of thing during the session and year-round, actually. And you might touch on just a few of the issues generally that we'll be talking with you throughout the year to the membership and to the farmers around the state as things pop up. But water on your program this week, again, very prevalent issue, water trading issues being discussed, water proposals in different parts of the state that are going to affect how water is handled all over the state, and a lot of other things. Labor's a huge issue continued, but all those were on your program this week.
Yeah, I mean, water will continue to be on the program. That'll be the number one talk. And how do we conveniently get the water to the farmers? And because its primary need is a little bit of water there to do what we do. Certainly, you know, the creativity of groundwater. Farm Bureau was as instrumental in terms of the opportunities for groundwater adjudication. In terms of we have the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act the governor signed. We were instrumental in ensuring that we didn't appreciate the bill, at the least if it was going to be implemented, that we retain that local control. And then on top of that, that if we don't like the outcome of that local control, it does open itself up to adjudication in which a farmer doesn't have to go to the State Water Resources Control Board to get that adjudication, but could do so in private action in a court to prove that right. So we need to create those opportunities that allow, you know, say water in the north to get down to the south, and what we can do, you know, and retain the integrity of the Delta as well. It's something, unfortunately, that we've grown used to in California, and we shouldn't have grown used to it. There's no reason why we don't have enough water for what we need to do, both for the environment and as farmers in our urban community.
You know, to wrap up this first opening interview with you after being elected this week in office, Paul Winger, the outgoing president since 2009, he served as president, and he gave another shout out to the members. A common theme of Paul's to urge people to get their neighbors involved and ante up and be a part of the political process and support the PACs and those that are putting people in office that understand agriculture. And I guess that's a theme that's going to continue. And it's a lot of farmers around the state, you know, maybe not have joined yet, don't realize some of the member benefits like the Ag Alert paper and some of those things that keep your folks so up to date.
Well, Ms. Ball, just a tremendous advocate in 20 years as an officer in CFBF coming to an end today, but I know that we're going to see him in other places and might even be lobbying him somewhere or whatever, but it won't be a hard lobby because he'll always be on our side and just that passion.
A lot of farmers out there have a lot to say oftentimes, and it's easy to complain in a coffee shop atmosphere, but again, going back to the theme of the early part of this interview, it's an opportunity for farmers if they want to take it.
Yeah, and that is the opportunity. I mean, if you want to, everyone wants to have a voice, and if you want your voice to be heard, you can. We speak as one voice at Farm Bureau, and every farmer can be part of that voice and exercise their voice. So it is an avenue that you can participate in, whether it's a leadership conference at the Capitol or even going to a trip to Washington, D.C. That opportunity is there for that unity, and we all have complaints. We all have struggles every day, and we can do it in a coffee shop, as Paul said, or we can just do it in our pasture and, you know, or in our living room. But if we're going to change this industry, if we're going to change our communities, we're going to have to open up the gate there at the farm and walk out on the other side. And it still is, with all the communication tools available to us, it still is being able to look someone in the eye and either encouraging them to join Farm Bureau or encourage them to support farmers. So you have to get out and exercise that voice, and it's a lot easier to do that with the Farm Bureau membership because we'll create those opportunities for you. We want you to be heard.
Jamie Johansson, once again, congratulations on your election. Looking forward to working with you this year and in the future, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Congratulations.
Thank you, Gary. It's an honor, and I do look forward to working with you in terms of letting the farmers know what's going on in California as well as the rest of the population. Thank you.